Blog Talk Radio.
We've been coming here for quite some time. Many conversations, not really expressing our true feelings, playing games. But I'm here to put all my cards on the table to express to you how I really feel. Now that I've done so, the floor is yours.
Last lifetime I must have overdosed on your love, because this time around I'm permanently tipsy. With your name on the tongue of my tip, can't even speak right, can't even sleep, and I'm missing your voice and your choice in thoughts. I guess I want to stop looking for intoxication. No need to inflate this drumming in my brain when I try to release this pain in my chest. I got to rest, I need to chill.
I need to chill.
But then I see you smile and all my hard work ain't worthwhile anymore. Just a festering sore and no amount of drinking milk is gonna calm it. Just drinking rum to block out summertime, or at least I try, and at least a generation later I'm still trying to ease my soul, still trying to ease my soul, ease my soul, ease my soul.
the meaning of true musicianship. Get it started with Rick Braun, Kirk Whalum, and of course, Mr. Brown from the new DWB album, Watch Your Girl, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Hope everyone's having a fantastic Friday afternoon. It's the Teddy Bear, of course, your humble host. And you know what? Tonight's or today's very special artist spotlight, gifted songwriter, gifted musician, yes, Lord, the incredible Butterscotch has. We have the distinct approval and also great admiration to debut some tracks from her latest and new EP, The Scotch Tapes, Volume 2. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear in the Zone, it's my honor to welcome to LOTL Radio, Butterscotch. Butterscotch, how are you doing this afternoon, my love?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, and congratulations on a wonderful, wonderful new EP.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
One of the things that I find so impressive about you is your musicianship. That really blew me away. And I know a lot of people are saying, what do you mean musicianship? Because we don't have a lot of artists today to take pride as far as being versatile, learning their craft, and really demonstrating and taking it to the next level. So if you could you tell the listeners out there, what does it mean to you to really have the appreciation of what it means to be an artist?
Well, I came from a musical family, so it was always, you know, just a part of my life. My mom is a piano teacher, and my dad would always just listen to Motown music. So, you know, just falling asleep to Beethoven and then waking up to, you know, James Brown or, you know, Temptations. It was just always just right there. And I think it's just, I don't know, to be a part of music, to, you know, to be able to play instruments and to kind of just wrap yourself up in the process of even learning an instrument, I think just helps you, you know, as a vocalist, as any sort of aspiring artist, because it trains your brain in a certain way that makes you think differently as well. So, yeah, I think I didn't do it on purpose, you know, it's just, I was just, was born into it, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the things that I wanted to ask you is that, you know, every time I've had the pleasure to converse with an artist, as far as they have different ways to, I guess the word I'm looking for as far as being able to resonate, have a closer relationship with the audience. And by you being so versatile, being able to play the piano and also play the guitar, for you, what gets you a little bit more closer where the audience and the listeners are more involved in what you're doing? Would it be the guitar or the piano?
I think guitar, because I'm able to face, you know, just completely forward. With piano, it depends. I mean, I prefer definitely playing a, you know, grand piano, but it's harder to look at everyone face forward when you're kind of seated profile, you know, to get the best sound. And guitar, I feel like you can move a little bit more. But I mean, in terms of playing, I love both of them, but I think I can connect better when I'm playing guitar.
I've always said, for me, just from my personal perspective, what makes a great artist, a person that has the capability to allow someone in where the artist is able to show such a sense of vulnerability through their music and expression, because it is an art form at the end of the day, where you're taking the listener on a ride. You're giving some introspective on who you are, not just as an artist, but as a person, because we've all gone through our ups and downs through life. How important is it for you as an artist to make sure that you continue that path of showing that sense of vulnerability and allowing the listeners into your world?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's incredibly important. And I think in the past, I mean, because a lot of people, they might tell me like, oh, you're like a natural, or like, you look so comfortable. And I'm like, it's taken years, you know, because before I just always felt like whatever I said had to be perfect, you know, perfectly timed, perfectly worded. But then that causes you to be, you know, people can sense when you're uncomfortable or unsure. But it, like one of the first things that I say, you know, or like after a song, or if I just stumble on my words, I'm just like, I'm an awkward person, you know, and I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. And I think people appreciate, you know, being real, you know, versus, you know, having some kind of completely different onstage persona. That's my experience.
It almost comes across, and it's just me, I may be wrong, won't be the first, and definitely will not be the last, is that when you become comfortable with yourself, then you're less worried about conforming to, as far as micromanaging your emotions mm-hmm. and your thought process. And I've had the pleasure, of course, with the help of my program director, seeing some of your live performances via, you know, video. And I see uh-huh. you have this very intimate, very close, passionate resolve with the audience. Mm-hmm. Do you find it somewhat therapeutic through your music, being able to show that kind of resolve and expression?
Yeah. I mean, I tend to, you know, sometimes get lost, or oftentimes get lost in the music. So it's definitely, you know, it provides therapy writing music as well as performing, because it's just, I don't know, it's like a different dimension, and nothing else matters at the time. So, yeah, it's great.
One of my favorite songs on the new EP, of course, the Scotch Tapes Volume 2, Accept Me, or Accept Who I Am. And listening to that song over and over again, you can tell it was coming from a sense of someone that really truly believes and being comfortable in their own skin. When we have a lot of people who are trying to be something that they're not, because they're trying to look for acceptance, how important is it to you to have that kind of self-awareness, to be comfortable in who you are and proud of who you are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, also with that, it's taken years as well, because I think, you know, like saying accept who I am, it's projection outwards, but most importantly, you know, it's about loving yourself and being comfortable with who you are, that you don't have to depend on other people, you know, to always pay you compliments. And especially in this industry, it's rough, you know, you're always putting your art on display, and there's tons and tons of critics, and, you know, a lot of them do want to help, but they just don't, it's like an abuse that you kind of go through, where people are trying to mold you. And at the end of the day, I mean, like most people, you know, when they do become stars or millionaires, they're kind of left feeling empty. And, you know, we have this sense of success that, you know, I think is kind of overrated. I mean, I think it's great. Like, I definitely want to reach a certain platform. But I think what's most important is that you successfully accept yourself first, and all the gifts that you have, and appreciate everything. Because if you get, you know, to quote unquote the top, and you haven't learned how to appreciate the simple things, then it's I don't know, you can just dig yourself into a hole. Especially, you know, with how much people are talked about and framed and everything online. It's just, most of the time, people really don't even care. And if they're caring that much about your faults and your flaws, then that's the other person's problem, you know?
Absolutely. You know, every artist that I've spoken with, they said the most important thing to have is to have stability, meaning make to make absolutely sure, number one, that you have a strong team and you have people that care about you as a person, not the artist, but as a person. That stability, how important is to have that kind of stability to keep you grounded when you hear a lot of quote unquote unnecessary noise, where some people say, hey, you're doing great. Then you have other people looking for reasons to try to nitpick and try to bring you down.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, especially living in LA or living in New York where everything is just fast paced and everything is happening all the time. And also, you know, you got to give yourself time to breathe, which that's, you know, something I've struggled with a little bit as well, because I'm trying to seize every opportunity that I can. And, you know, my friends think I'm crazy. My family thinks I'm crazy. So I think that's the hardest thing, because everybody, you know, wants to keep on going and going. And and right now it's basically just me doing a lot of my business, or, you know, doing everything. So it does become quite exhausting, but also very exhilarating. But yeah, it's definitely important to have stability and remember to take care of yourself first.
Like I've always said, there's no cure for crazy, but, you know, everyone has their own perception of what crazy is. I've always looked at being an artist as being able to challenge yourself. Do you feel right now where you're at? How far do you want to push yourself as a songwriter?
I mean, as far as I can go, you know, I want to keep writing. I want to collaborate, you know, a dream collaboration would be with Kendrick Lamar, Erykah Badu, you know, Miguel, John Legend. You know, to work with people like that would be amazing. And then just, you know, because I'm basically, it's funny because, I mean, the single, Except Who I Am, I'm rapping the whole time. But it's like I'm more so a singer. And so it's funny when people categorize me as a rapper, and I'm like, oh, I didn't really even consider myself. So I just want to, you know, explore all different realms of, you know, what's possible, what I can do. I need to just keep writing and writing. And, you know, I think the important thing is not to worry about if it's a hit or if it's not, you know, just to keep going and get that flow. And, just stay creative.
Well, you have done a phenomenal job, this new EP. So let's get into
thank
it.
You.
One of the, oh, my pleasure. One of the many beautifully written singles from the new EP, The Scotch Tapes, Volume 2, of course, Butterscotch with Accept Who I Am, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Didn't know what I was, didn't know what I wanted to be. All I knew was I couldn't see. Thinking made me wonder, was it better to be blind? Would that be easier to find? An inner light for me to shine, to see the sound. Was too high to see that ribbon in the sky. Switch right in the home, that the thoughts from the dome. Suicide dreams will wake me alone. Looking for a different world, take me home. Somewhere unknown, on my own. With that, all the stress and pain in my chest. Getting hard to breathe, can't see what I see. I'm trapped in a system of the haze. What's different, anyone with a vision they don't see. Listen, I'm trying to live. Frankly, I don't give a damn what you think. I'm a freak, what I do in the sheets doesn't concern you. I don't understand why you care so much. Why do you people stare so much? Why you putting glass so much? Like you're the one to judge, like you fucked up life. You can't get enough, pushing people down like you wear a crown. The king is dead, my time is now. I'ma walk around like I own this shit. Never back down, cause I'm making hits. Don't believe in violence, but I won't turn the cheek if it makes me weak. Cause I hate you and flicks, you make me weak. From my brothers and sisters, school rocks, that life's now buried in the deep. I'm trying to live.
Yeah.
tribes, Mohawk, Navajo, Cherokee, Iroquois, all from the same tribe, rooting the same sky. All gonna live, we all gonna die. We go back on the earth, begin a new birth. Karma decides your new worth. Will you be a butterfly? Will you be dirt? Spend your time for those you hurt. Step on me and I'll step on you for all the things you put me through. Tired of hiding, tired of fighting. Can't understand my life is frightening. Never gonna see what you want me to be. Your grain is all in the endless sea. I don't take what you say seriously. So stop all your hate and let me free.
It's hard when you're different and everyone thinks the same. Rise above all the bullshit, stay on top of your game. The walls may crumble, keep on climbing to the top. They try to drag us down, but we're never gonna stop.
I'm trying to live.
Lord, from the new EP from Butterscotch, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Spotify. For you in your quiet times, when you have an opportunity, I guess, to somewhat kind of breathe, when you're not moving from place to place to make things happen, what do you do in your free time, I guess, to bring it as far as enjoyment? Do you have an opportunity to go out and see some movies, or are you just so engulfed in your music, it really doesn't leave time for anything else?
Yeah, I mean, that definitely is a challenge. But this week, and sometimes actually, like, you know, this week actually specifically, I caught a bad cold. So it kind of, you know, if I don't take a break for myself, then my body will make me take a break. this week I actually went to the beach, and that was really nice. So I do enjoy, you know, going out in nature, because when I am, you know, visiting big cities, it gets to be quite a lot sometimes, of just too many people, you know, too much industrial, you know, stuff. And I just need some clean air.
I know the feeling. For someone that has not had the pleasure to converse with you or even listen to your music, shame on them. That's why we're making that happen now. How would you describe yourself as a person? Do you look at yourself as an introvert or an extrovert?
I'm definitely an introvert. You know, I mean, when I get to know people, you know, then I'm definitely pretty goofy. I think, you know, naturally I'm just a bit quiet. And do a lot of observation. I can't even talk right now. observation.
you psychoanalyze a lot of things, don't you?
I guess so. But I try to just observe and not judge, you know, because that flips it. Yeah, I guess it makes life interesting.
Absolutely, absolutely. Do you consider yourself your own worst critic, as far as the hardest critic, when it comes to critiquing your music?
I think so, yeah. I mean, if I'm in the studio, then I'll definitely, you know, I hate the word perfect, but, you know, sometimes I, you know, want to make sure that it is right. You know, and my producer will be like, no, like, it's fine, like, it sounds fine.
In actuality, how many tracks did you initially do for the new EP that didn't make it on it?
We had a ton. I mean, because all of these EPs, because there's three total, two of them are out. They were part of, you know, the whole bunch that we created, and the reason why there's three is they're all a little conceptually a bit different. And so we came up with around like 60 different ideas. And then, you know, we you know, finished around 30 or something, and then chose these. So,
right.
Yeah.
Now, as far as being a perfectionist, does it make it somewhat kind of, I don't like to use the term difficult, challenging, working with a producer that really understands you and also being able to bring out something more out of you than you didn't even expect from yourself?
Right. Yeah, no, I think that's why I think it is great working with someone, because I might go over something a million times, try to get it perfect, you know, and they're like, it's fine, let's move on to the next thing, but we'll definitely make better use of our time than just rehashing this if it's just like one word, you know?
Yeah.
and be able to bring, you know, different colors and, you know, to have a different background, it brings a lot. I think it's definitely a positive thing.
When I look at an EP, for me personally, it's almost basically a start is giving you a slice of cheesecake. I look at it as far as an introduction to who, you know, as far as what I'm about. For someone that hasn't listened to your music yet and now they're really getting lost and feeling what you do, how would you describe your music and how would you describe yourself as an artist?
Yeah, it's a bit of it's like jazzy vocals on top of, you know, some kind of hip hop beats, but it's like a retro futuristic kind of feel. And, you know, someone who's not really afraid to be vulnerable and just, you know, tells the story, whether it's about love or about a life situation, just kind of as is. And that's what makes it real.
The reason why I asked that, because I've had an opportunity to listen to the entire EP. And when I listen to songs like Toy Friend, I said, okay. I'm like, okay. And I said, she's painting so many different varieties of colors on this landscape, on this portrait. I said, he's coming across like the female version of Salvador Dali. That's just the vibe that I get. That's the vibe that I get. For you, what comes first, melody or lyrics? What do you, as far as the concept, when you start working on your music, what comes first?
It depends, because my first reaction was like melody. But then oftentimes I'm inspired by, you know, if I'm in love or something, or it'll just be like a phrase. And then, or if I'm feeling a certain mood, you know, some chords, if I'm playing guitar, some chords will inspire me first. So it depends. But I also catch myself, you know, I mean, technology is so great. Like, you can just record yourself anywhere. And so I'll just use, you know, the app on my phone if I have certain ideas. And so it'll be like a line and a melody at the same time that I'll come up with. And then later I'll add, you know, the beat or chords to it, which makes it pretty handy. So, but yeah, it depends on what is inspiring me first. So.
I've always said that the great thing about music, it has the capacity to bring everyone together, to touch so many different people in an emotional manner. Can you kind of think back, if you could, what particular song or songs in general really just hit home with you from a different artist that really touched you emotionally and allowed you or inspired you to do something, or from your own, let me word it in this fashion. Is there a particular artist that you've heard sing a certain song that touched you in such an emotional way that it inspired you to be more comfortable with who you are and being able to write and express that to the listeners?
I mean, definitely. I was growing up in my teenage years, Tupac. I would always listen to Tupac, and specifically his Against the World song. you know, that got me through a lot of dark days. And I mean, Earth, Wind, and Fire, like anything Earth, Wind, and Fire is just, it's just super positive. You know, it's like you can't listen to them and be sad at the same time. It's just so uplifting. And I don't like Lauryn Hill. I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know if like any specific song. I'm sure maybe sometime live, you know, that I was just like, wow. But I'm having trouble recalling, you know, very specifics. But, you know, of course, the Tupac song, Me Against the World. But yeah, I mean, listening to Lauryn Hill and Erykah Badu, like they're just, their music is just like, I don't know, they're gems, you know? So that has definitely inspired my songwriting.
What has it meant to you or for you when you hear or get such positive feedback via the various social media websites saying to you, we love your music, we love mm-hmm. what you do, we can relate to you, we want more, because you know we have a tendency to be greedy, we want mm-hmm. we want,
right,
we
right.
want more. What has that experience been like, that been for you?
I think it's great. Like it means a lot, because I mean, these EPs are actually, you know, the first grouping of songs that I've ever put out. I put out like a single a couple years, well, that was maybe like 5 years ago. And, you know, this, as I said before, this industry is rough, and I was around different people who were telling me, no, wait to put it out, like wait to put it out. And I just had, you know, I had an EP ready to go like 5-6 years ago, but you know, the people surrounding me were telling me, no, you have to put it out this way, we should wait for this. Or, and so just like, I always felt held back. And then even if I just wrote something, you know, you, like, I mean, it's different these days because people say, you know, to put as much content out, I mean, as long as it's good. But back then it's like everything had to be controlled in a certain way. And now with social media as is, like people love even when it's just raw. And so these days, like that has just enabled me to reach more people and to not, you know, hinder myself by, you know, having this fear that it's not the perfect time. And so, you know, since I have held back for so long, now that it's finally out and to hear people saying that, like, I have a song about my dad, because he passed away a couple years ago. And, you know, someone was telling me, you know, listening to EP, and then when I heard that song, like I just broke down. And I've heard that from multiple people, and it's incredible when your music can touch people that way. And you know, because I haven't had anything like that out, then it means that much more. So when I say I'm truly grateful, like I mean every word.
Well, it definitely resonates through your music, and I must say, I must compliment you when you mention Tupac and the elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Mm-hmm. Of course, Tupac, my favorite song is Out on Bail, but that's just me to tell
mm-hmm.
you there.
Yeah.
that's just me, but I can definitely understand mm-hmm. when you have someone that really motivates you from a musical standpoint, where it just, hey, you know what, it's me, like you said, me against the world. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm not changing for anybody. Because if I don't
right.
believe what I do, how can I expect the listeners to believe it? You know, because if
right.
you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I mean, yeah. That's the thing. It's just like, I don't know, I feel like so many people have to dumb down their music, you know, to reach the masses, and it's unfortunate. And people want to hear real stuff. And also, it's like, you never know when it's your time, no matter how old, how young you are, you know. And if I don't say what I want to say, what I have to say, and what I think people need to hear, and you know, not that it's negative, but to empower other people, like if one person can benefit from me telling them to keep going, keep pushing forward, you know, to stay inspired and motivated, you know, who knows how many people that person can influence, you know. Yeah, so I just always try to keep it positive.
It's like Prince said, a strong spirit transcends anything.
Mm-hmm.
It truly does. I mean, being an independent artist can be challenging, but also at the same time, it can also be gratifying because you are in control of your brand, your product, and not being quote unquote a puppet. What has been the most gratifying part of being an independent artist, and what has been the most challenging part of being an independent artist?
Yeah. I mean, the most, well, I guess I'll start off with the bad. the most challenging, I guess, is just getting my stuff out there to the masses. You know, because I don't have a big machine behind me, but I think the most gratifying thing is how many people want to help me. And the past year, I've been doing a lot of conferences, and one in particular, the first one that I did was called Hatch. And so it's about 125 people that get together in Montana, and like everyone is either an entrepreneur, philanthropist, filmmaker, artist of some sort, or they hold festivals or what have you. And they're all there specifically to network with other people, to help other people to make a better world. And then they give, you know, like TED Talks, or they do the TED, you know, TED-ish like talks. And just being there with everyone and just seeing like how everything just grows from a simple idea. And the inventor of Siri was there, and like it's backed by Intel. And so I did a few of those conferences this year, not the same foundation, but a few different ones like throughout the country and in Canada as well. So my network has grown, and you know, the type of people that are believing in me and supporting me is just like, they have, you know, it's like the whole 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon, you know? Like, I feel like everyone that I've met in the past year at these, you know, different conferences, like, I feel like it's like 1 degree of separation, because they've all worked with like everyone, you know, like either in Hollywood or, you know, or in tech, you know? So they're all trying to, you know, get me to, you know, to a higher level. And so that's the most incredible thing, is when people believe in you and they want to help you and they want to see you succeed. I don't see that as much when, you know, people have a big machine behind them that's, you know, feeding them millions of dollars, and yeah, they're basically puppets. So that's been really nice.
You know, it's a beautiful vibe when everything comes your way in a natural, organic manner.
Right.
It's very beautiful. You are very talented, super talented songwriter. And for me, when I look at you and I see the way that you're able to blend colors and emotions with your music, I look at the industry and I say, you know what? It's just a matter of time. They're going to come knocking on our door. When that time does arrive, that is going to be a very, I guess, a very challenging situation, because, as you said, the machine will be at your door ready to offer you this and that. But at the same time, how important is it to you when that does happen that you have complete creative control over your music?
Yeah, I mean, it's very important. I think it's possible, you know, to reach the level of success that I want to, in the way that I want to. I think there's definitely, like, everyone has to compromise at some point. So it's like, I definitely, I definitely know that. And, but I think if I stay true to myself and stay true to my musicianship, then, you know, I think it's going to be great.
But I'm just letting you know.
I just have to be knowledgeable as an engineer to make sure my machine is operating correctly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for those out there who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined this afternoon with the incredible Butterscotch as we get into some fantastic tracks from our new EP, the Scotch Tapes Volume 2, available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who are feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com and get all the latest updates. You can stop by our official website. That's at ButterscotchMusic.com, and also on Instagram. That's Butterscotch Music, and Facebook / official Butterscotch, Lord have mercy, social media. Missing You, featuring Rezar. Do I make sure I'm saying pronouncing it correctly? Rezar, is that correct?
Yeah, Rezar.
All right. What was the? How did that actually come together? I mean, it came across beautifully. It's a beautiful song. Mm-hmm. So how did that come across?
Yeah. It's one of my favorite songs. We were in the studio, or my producer and I, and he had this old track that, you know, he wasn't really doing anything with. And the chord structure was there, but the vibe, it wasn't there yet. And then he showed it to me, and I was like, yeah, like, I'm actually, I think, yeah. And then he kind of flipped it, and then it just was just like, it had the mood and just like the vibe. And I was just like, yes, I want to write something to this. And in the meantime, I was in a long distance relationship, and there's someone over in Europe, and I just, you know, I had the story already within me, and I wrote it in like 45 to like 60 minutes, you know. And I think my best songs are the ones that just come like so quick. And so then I recorded vocals, and then my friend Rezar, I think he was supposed to be recording something else on my project, but then we were working on Missing You, and then he, like, as soon as he heard it, he was like, damn, like, can I do something, you know? So then at the end, we're like, yeah, I mean, here's, you know, 16 bars, and he just wrote it super quick in the studio. Just laid it down like in one or two takes. And yeah, so that one came really, you know, really naturally. And then some of the guitars on it as well are by Wawa Watson, you know, legendary guitar player. He used to play with, you know, Herbie Hancock, Quincy Jones, and Marvin Gaye. So it's got some, you know, some deep soul roots in there. But yeah, it's one of my favorites.
What, he was definitely your wasabi to your sushi. Yes,
right.
Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
The vibe was beautiful, naturally organic, so let's get into it. Missing You, featuring Rezar, of course, Butterscotch, new EP, The Scorch Tapes, Volume 2, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Every memory. tells me I'm not alone, but you're still not here with me.
Butterscotchmusic.com, and you can also catch up with her on Twitter. Be sure, again, it's imperative that we support not mediocre but great music, and she is definitely a fantastic musician. My love, it has been an honor to have you on the show. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. This is definitely your home. When are you going to come down to Texas and perform? We need to know. We would love to have you come down here in the studio.
Oh, man. I would love
music.
To. Yeah. Yeah, let me know. Let me know what venues, and I'll make it happen.
Absolutely. We will definitely do that. Much continued success. Never change who you are. Strive for greatness, because greatness definitely resonates from you, my love. Much love to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. The incredible Butterscotch here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to thank all the many listeners for tuning in and all the letters. Teddy Bear, where have you been? Where have you been? Oh, my goodness. Long story. We'll get into it. I promise you we'll get into it. Just had to take some things and check on some things and make sure everything is right. I's dotted, T's across, so to speak. But in the meantime, I want to thank everyone for all their support, for tuning in, and blessing the zone. Speaking of blessing the zone, while I got you here, is it all right if we kind of step back in time just a little bit, get lost in some more therapeutic music in the zone with Carl Thomas, Emotional, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
But somehow we got loose from what was oh so tight. Somewhere we went wrong when we were oh so right.
What's a man to do when he just can't take no more?
Oh, what's a
man to do? What am I to do when my heart beats me to the door?
Now I've tried and tried again, but now this is the end. Tell me what.
You wouldn't let me in. You had and all you took me through still get me to dream of the day when I'd be enough for you. Gave my heart,
Lisa and Wendy. Facebook, we're looking at Butterscotch Music, and on Facebook, Official
Butterscotch, and on Twitter, Lord have mercy, that's twitter.com/Butterscotch. Definitely a beautiful thing. And to get all the latest updates, the comings and goings of the Zone, the Teddy Bear, be sure to stop by our official website at www.lotl. The Comfort Zone. I like the way that sounds. Yeah, it sounds good. LOTL, thecomfortzone.com. And also, while you're there perusing, getting all the latest updates, hey, tune in and tune out of all the negativity. We got 24-hour nonstop live streaming music because I've seen the need and I'm here to reveal all your needs. It's a beautiful thing. You can also catch up with us on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LOTL, the Comfort Zone. Twitter, Simplicity. Yeah, Simplicity. I got it. Looking at me. You can catch up with us on Twitter, Natural Organic Music. Yes, Lord. On Twitter, that's at twitter.com/LOTL radio, and also on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/LOTL, the Comfort Zone. Now we've gotten rid of all of the .coms and all the various social media type of things. Let's get into more of a vibe. Here's the latest from Grammy nominated Dove Award winning, of course. You know what? Nominated for both. We'll go that route. The incredible Dana Cadell, new album, Push, Lord have mercy, with Overjoyed, featuring Eric Dawkins here in the Zone of LOTO Radio.
Lately I've been thinking things differently, trying to find the road I think is best for me. Over what some folks say they think I be, blind to what's inside of what's really me. Stuck in a place where I don't wanna be. Done with the love played out on movie screens. Hope for the joy that I'll be soon to see. Gotta believe.
Seems like it took me so long just to get here. Can't count how many times I
Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Well, family, it's about that time. It's been wonderful being back on the air. I know it's been a minute. I want to thank everyone for their loyal support. We got some more in store for you. That's why it's imperative that you get all the updates at the official website. Again, that's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. And be sure to follow us. Get all of these updates on us on Twitter, too. We're on Twitter also. Is it Twitter? LOTO Radio, and also on Instagram, instagram.com/LOTL The Comfort Zone. I want everyone to have a fantastic Friday evening. Have a pleasant, but always spontaneous and beautiful, super exquisite chocolate covered weekend. Lord have mercy. Until I see you again, we're going to close it with the legendary Mr. George Duke from his last album, Dreamweaver, with Lord, Lord have mercy, missing you here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Well,
Lord,
here I am again, sitting in front of this computer screen at 3 in the morning, paying some bills, and you come across my mind real heavy, and I want to reach out to you, you know, say something funny, just say hello. I'd really like to call you, but it's late, so I think I'll send you an email that you can pick up in the morning. And I know I haven't seen you in a long time, but that doesn't mean my feelings aren't strong. And sometimes it seems we just go along from day to day, not saying the things we should say. But right here, right now, for me today, I want you to know that, girl, I've been missing you.
run free and let it fly like a bird in the